Shaila. We're discussing the last portion of Siman Tzadi Beis, actually the second portion. Till now we were doing for almost 2 weeks Siman Tzadi Beis, if Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. And for this time from today to next week, we're doing Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. I guess that's to be expected. But it's interesting, the sugya that we're discussing now starts off in a different mesechta, the mesechta Zvachim. But since we don't have it on screen yet, we have technical problems, let's go straight to the Mordechai in Tuf Reish Ayin Tes, where this Gemara is quoted. And we'll see, I'd like you to see it inside, but we're going to read this Mordechai the same as we read all the other poskim, but take it up piecemeal. It's very, very big. We'll start in the middle. We're starting in the middle of the, for those who have my print, Rabbi Osai, we're starting from Shuv Matzosi Tshuvas Ma'aram, which is page Yud Tes in Dapei HaMordechai, the first new paragraph. Those who have the old text, it's approximately halfway through Tuf Resh Ayin Tes. I hope there's at least some kind of a bolding there. It says, Shuv Matzosi Tshuvas Ma'aram Zal, V'shesha Alta, Ma'i Modi Al Tipa Skolav Shanofla Al Dolfan Akdemi B'chutz. What happens? Someone asked me, Marami Rutenberg, a question, right? Shesha Alta Mori. That's what the box says. And hey, he answers his Rebbe, asked him a question. Okay, we'll see soon who his Rebbe was. Shuvah Shabbat and Hashem Shin Zal B'yodi Lahatir. Avot Shuvah. Oh, very good. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Okay, good. And if I want links, I can do links later. Your Tosis? One Tosis, Bisha. That'll be the next source, because that's what I... That's it. That's what I need. Good. Thank you. I'm back in the Gemara now? Good. Thank you. So let's take a look. We're back in the Mordechai. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. The cost of Shari Osar Betroyus. That's the city where I think Rashi was from. Okay. The Kumadu Mahaya Shalhoya Barlo Lari Lesser. Kibiosa Shah. Shah that's Rivozal. The Rivo who preceded him. Imro Shama Mizeha Maisa. Michlal Shema Supik. The Rias Rias mi perek dam chatas. Gabe, let's go right to the Raya. Let's see the Gemara that he's quoting. Just in the nick of time. This is the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadivav. The afternoon saying the Kola Torah Kula in Yenechad. Who's learning Zvachim, Kochim, not really holding by Kobonis, no base of Midrash. Everything's connected. What has him over here? Here. Bishel Bormine, Bishel Mixes Kli. Ton, can everyone see? Is it big enough? In the back? You can see it?
Yeah.
Ton Mariko Shtifa O Ein Ton. What's Mariko Shtifa? Psukim and Parshas Tzav. If you use a certain kli, if it's metal, Umorak Vishuta Famayim. There's a big dispute later on, and it's very daf. Is Mariko and Shtifa over and above the Haggolah? Or is the Mariko the Haggolah and the Shtifa is cold water? That's, we'll see perhaps a little bit later on. Amalei Eino Ton. What's Hazah? The same parish in Tzav says, if you have blood sprinkled on a garment, so you chabes, you have to wash the garment out. Okay? The assumption is, only the part that has blood on it, not the rest. You don't have to put the whole garment into the dry cleaner, into the washing machine. Just rinse out that place that had the blood. Volotona hachi. I'm going to stab a beget. My beget ain't oton kibus ella mokom adam. Av kli anatom mariko shtifa lebemakom bishul. You only cook in one part of the kli; the rest is not required. Mariko shtifa. Av lemidami dam lo mefapeya bishul mefapeya. Notice here exclamation point. Mefapeya. That means that the taste of the food is mefapeya. We know the word mefapeya, don't we? From chulin, top on tzadi zayin shanechelo de mefapeya. It travels. It moves. So over here too, the bishul, the taste moves through the kli. Okay, I'm going to skip the rest of the sugya. Well, I said, look, itanya tanya, again, bishul mixes kli, ton mikas tiv kala kli, itanya tanya, tamamai, a pasuk, imbechli nechoshes bushala, umorak meshuta famayim, afilu mixes kli, okay, xeris akosuf, once we're on this topic, the Gemara is a little bit further. And the Gemara goes into Tonar Abad and Chatos. That's the Pasuk of Chatos and Pasha Tzav.
any lechatas kol koshim b'nayin tamalomar kodesh kodeshim hi yokosh ayani marbe as a truma tamaloma osa prat the truma divi Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, kodesh kodeshim, not kodeshim kalim, because it's all my lechatas is kodesh kodeshim. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says no, not got truma, kodesh kalim are included, not our Indian to go into all these details. Truma la boy shtik from Marika Batanya Kidera Shabishal Babasar Yavasha Bakalam. Ooh, Rabosa, that's the last Baramakam, the very last line is this one line which is found in Zvach in Chul and Sadi Zion, which is also found here in Zvachim. We're seeing it now. If you have a Kidera, you cooked in it fleshiks, though you may not cook in the milchiks. Vim bi shabanos and ta'am. If you actually cooked in it, that's very important. What do? You cooked what? You cook milk in a flesh of a pot. Taste the milk. If it tastes like meat, treif. Otherwise, kosher. Keep that in mind. Truma lo yavasha bot chulin and bishul doesn't tap. Okay. Amar Abaye lo tzricha lo dam amar. Bishul mixes kli. Tom mikushtivu kol kli. Ha truma lo tzorach lo mokom bishul. And Rabbi says, no. The mayim lo biyayin. Lo b'mozik. This is a discussion we had earlier. Can you cash it with other liquids besides water? Ramban says no. Water has magical properties. We saw that, and one of the writers brought over the Iskamar that the yayin is no good. Or they say only limited to this particular case. And here's another what we said before: Mika Shdiva Bitsonin means over and above the Hagola. Ha'afilu Bechamin. But the one Madam is Mika Bechamin Shdiva Bitsonin Shdivi Yaserati. Whatever. These are details. Now I want to show you the Tosfos. Bishop mixes kli, tamigush kol kli. Oh, wait and talk. Tema! Michael Mibor, what's the shayla? Umay sagadad of the Rav Yitzchak, ikshe mixes kli ala eish, shemivashal bo cham, ushara kli tzonen kami boile. Oh, the kli is on the fire, it's hot, and the remainder is cold. Him kain, Michael Omar, bishop mefapea. Holo mefapea bakula kli? The fact that it's cold apparently doesn't go to that part of the kli, because it's cold. We like this, right? Cold doesn't go. It's all hot. Of course it goes. It's all hot in the fire. For sure, the whole kli. Oh, that's the Gemara's shot. That's what I would have said. Is it mefapeya or is it not mefapeya? Frek toisvis im kain bishari surim nameti borele. So one of the Talmidim said to me, you have to ask somewhere. So let's ask it over here. Why not? It's in Zvachim. It'll be to get a chulin and get to all our halachas of Bosa Becholov and Tarfas and Chomets of Pesach. Yeah, even though the source of the Shaila is found in the Masechta Zvachim in the context of Korbanos. Why not? That seems to be the only teretz we have so far. Enochinami. They pick the question over here, but it's a question everywhere. But otherwise, Tosfos doesn't like us so much, they get stuck, they have no answer. Tosfos does not answer his question. Rabbi said, did everyone follow the general contour of the sugya? It's important to go with this sugya in mind. We go back again, let's just see the Gemara one more time, just to see the question again, trying to analyze it. The Gemara is as follows, one more time, just to see it again. We want to know. Did you need the Marika Shtiva Mikola Kli or not? So the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara is asking a question. Here we want to know. Mifapeya. Bishul Mifapeya. What is it? Is it at the end of the day, is it Mifapeya or not Mifapeya? The Gemara seems to say Tanya Tanya. So it's just Xeris Akosuf. Were not for the Xeris Akosuf, perhaps we would not say Kikol HaKli. It's very unclear, Rabosai, what lesson we can learn from the Sugya in Zvachim Tzadivav to the general. What lessons could be derived from a sugya focusing on the base of Mikdash from my kitchen? Is it l'chumra or is it l'kula? On the one hand, by kachim or machmer, you call a kli. Is that a paradigm from which you could derive my kitchen from the base of Mikdash? Or for keret, it's an exception. So perhaps in the base of Mikdash you require it, but not in my house. And the Gemara's conclusion is not totally clear. Which way is it concluding? And Tosis is not completely sure what the Gemara's shayla was. Is it hot? Is it cold? If it's hot, we're not sure it's mefapeya. Not clear. So having said all this, let's turn our attention to the Mordechai at hand. We'll see different interpretations. Rabbi said we're trying to go from where we left. We left off in paragraph Shuv Matzasi, page Yud Tes. Varias Ri, the fifth line of that paragraph. Miperek Dam Chatas, Gabi Bishl be Mikzas Kli, Ton Rikas Tifa Bekola Kli. That's what Gemara says. The come up to the time of Mai, in Bechlin Acholshes Bushala. Oh, says the Ri, it's an exception. Umi de Hitzrich Krola Kochim, Alma de Eina Mefapea Bekulo, Afa Pisha Kli Cham. Oh, so Toys says the Kasha, if it's Kli Cham, obviously it's Mefapea, and the Ri says no. No, the Ri argues on Tosis. According to the Ri, we understand very well. The Gemara concludes it's really not mefapeya. It's aser in the merit neshiv of kul megzeras akasuf. So in my kitchen, it's not mefapeya. Who said mefapeya? Someone came to me today in the base medrash and said, "What's going on over here? Don't we understand that if a tipa falls out, it's only a kedei klipa? Why should it be mefapeya bekulo?" Of course, here it's more than an iruy. Here it's mizbashel b'mitzos. In this case, why the Ri compares the tipas chalav who falls on top to this case is unclear. That's what you asked before. Here, you cooked in a pot. Just so the contents didn't touch the entire inside surface of the pot. And some of the Ri is comparing this to a case where the tipa fell on the outside of the pot. That's absurd. We'll have to see that as we go. At kan rabosai is coming from the Ri. It's important to know who said what. Umiktas aloshon atik lemori. I will now tell the Rebbe part of the lashon. Who's lashon? Who's lashon? Who's lashon? Who's lashon? Is he now copying? We'll go slow. Pamachas a mevashin basa b'kdeira. V'nafal ma'at kolav al dofan akter mi b'chutz. She'll nafal tocha. How did it fall into the soup? No problem. 60 times. Afil hachi lo rotza rabbeinu lahatir. Whoever rabbeinu is. Vipnei she'ein hacholav mispashet b'chol dofne akadera k'mo shemochiach sham v'dibin and kro t'v'im b'lkin hachoshes. It's only it's an exception. V'keva de'ein mispashet b'chol dofne she'ei roi loma she'kol achlucha she'betfanas misayim levatel. Oh, what's he saying? Had the tipa diffused uniformly throughout the pot, the bottle of mishishim and the blias from previous cookings. Now that it's not, nimtza rabosai b'mokom shenofal osar kol habalua b'dofneo v'nasa nevelo rabosai. The spot where the milk dropped, that part of the pot is nasa nevelo v'chozer v'osa komasha b'kedero, and that in turn, whoever you quantify that, a little area where the milk spilled becomes nevelo, that part of the cheres, talking about cheres of the pot, or it could be matches or the metal of the pot. Im ein bo shishim levat al shir ovi hadofen shenof al shamacholof. You need the entire thickness. The kashir ovi hadofen tzorach l'shar. Why? B'le'adinon kama bol'o kodem shenof al b'hacholof atkan. This is a quotation of the tshuva. Who's speaking, presumably? Sounds like he's speaking the Ri. Get the impression. So far. At Kan Rabo said the quotation the Marami Rutenberg is quoting, let's assume for the moment from Shuva Suri. Fine. So you asked me a question before, I only have Kadek Klipa. The answer is, well, you know what happens in this case? First of all, the Ri may have the opinion that Iwiz Mavashal Bakulo. That's one gear that we have in Masechta Shabbos we saw a long time ago. Even if not, it gets entangled with the Belias HaBasa from before. And somehow it all gets mixed in. Whatever. Fine. If you look on the side, there's a Haggah. All the Haggahs in the Mordechai are from no less an authority than whom? Who wrote them? The Ramah. And here you have it. The end of the very lengthy Haggah in the Mordechai, it says, V'shalom Kenefesh Oavcha Moshe Israel's Mikraka. Who's that? That's the Ramah. A simple pshat. I think that his name is Moshe. His name is Moshe. What is Israel's? Everyone says his name is Israelis. But, huh? Son of Israel. His father's name was Yisrael Israel. You know, every Yisrael is called Israel in those days. So, in Europe. So that's what it means. People don't realize that. Ramoshe is, that's how it's spelled. That's how he was known as the Ramah, known for eternity, from the city of Krakow. Okay, but the Ramah, Krakow, this is that. But his name is right here, bold print. He signed his name, Rabbi, it's a byline. He signed his name. Nothing anonymous over here. All that goes to the Mordechai from the Ramah. It says it in the first page. But here he actually put his name because it's so long ago. Rabbi, let's go on. Okay. Umisharina, now this is the Maram speaking. Maram is now taking over himself. Umisharina and Bekol Akadeira Kula. He said something else. Until now we saw he's only talking about that one part of the Kedera, the reset where the Tipa fell. The Maram expanded it. You have to count the entire Kedera. V'davka sheyev shalaman ala Tipa kama oisa shalo hirgish bo v'laro osa alaka shenafel dofen ha-Kedera. You don't know how much milk spilled. V'oz yev shalishar b'shishim kayotiba. We don't know how big it was. Dilma biyad nivla miktsos v'dofen ha-Kedera. We didn't see it. V'oz v'adai tzorch lishar b'ofi ha-dofen. Kemosh Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Oh, he got the impression. The previous line until Adkan was in Rabbeinu Yitzchak. And he's copying, what did he say? Whoever he's writing to, the Maram, he is copying, he said before, Mitzvah Lashon Atik Lemori. He's copying the Lashon of the part of the Tshuva of the Ri. And now the Maram is adding to what the Ri said. What does that mean? Again, Hagos HaRamah. Pirish. Be'ovi Adofen. V'gam B'chol HaKdeira. Not just the through all the thickness in that particular place where the milk fell. No, the entire pot, top, bottom, of the whole thing. He, the Maram, as he requires 60 throughout the entire pot. Avol, says the holy Maram further, Imro hatipa kodem, v'omad oleho kamahoya, he saw how much fell. Oz sagi b'shishim shel shishim. Whoa! What's 60 times 60, Rabbosai? 3,600. Whoa! Tipin, Kamoa. You have 3,600 tipin like it, it's going to be okay. Why? Memanashach. Kamosha Kosav, Mori. Mori, I guess, is what whoever his Rebbe was wrote him a Shaila, and he is answering back. 60 times 60 will suffice. What does that mean? Let me just finish two more lines, we'll come back. V'divra Rabbeinu Shimshon, Tzivisi lahatik lemori. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Shimshon is what it came until now. Rabbeinu Shimshon is coming up. What does that mean? Is this entire tshuva came until now, until the word v'divrei from Rabbeinu Shimshon, who lived after the Rebbe, before the Maram? Not completely clear. V'chein nire. That is the Maram. If until now is Rabbeinu Shimshon speaking, quoting from his Rebbe, from the Rebbe who came before him, then the Maram's words only start now. V'chein nire, Maram is speaking. V'chein anu morin, we, Maram himself saying this. Heichadika hefsid meruba k'tzas. Funny thing. Hefsid meruba k'tzas, isn't that a contradiction? Either hefsid k'tzas, hefsid meruba. Meruba k'tzas, a little bit much, okay. O b'shabas v'yontav, b'shalom mabrab. What's mabrab stand for? Meir b'rabaruch. The Maram Barabach is the Shuv Marami, that's how he signed his name, Mabrab. And one day you'll be famous, you'll sign your name that way. Now, your name and your father's name, for one day you'll be famous. Mabrab. Okay, Shuv is Maram Barabach. This is what he signs his name. So it's not completely clear who's saying what. Could be that the Divir Rabbeinu Shimshon Tzivisa Lahatik Lemori is explaining what came until now. On the second line, he said, Shuas Rabbeinu Shimshon B'yodi Lahatir. And the Vekosav, starting from the word Vekosav, is already the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Right? And when he said earlier, Umiktes Haloshin Atik Lamori, the question, what does that mean? That means that he's quoting he's paraphrasing the Rabbeinu Shimshon's Tshuva from the Ri, and now he's quoting it verbatim from here on in. Pamachas is a verbatim quotation. Until then it was just a paraphrase, but it's all from Rabbeinu Shimshon, all in the name of the Ri, and part of it is he asked the Riva. It's not completely clear, Mira Maral Mi, every single line over here in the Mordechai. I gave you my best guess at how to understand it. Now we come to the next Hagos Maha of the Mordechai. Okay? So we rely upon what? What are we relying upon? Hefsim Rubuk Tzasim. What are we relying on? Relying on whom? Relying on what? You get an impression relying on 60 times 60. Brackets. Udlo Kedivri Asmag Shekosu Belavin Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Vatur Yaradeya Heviyu Simen Tzadi Aleph Vizela Shono is a verbatim quotation. Tipas Cholov Shenofol Akdeira She'etzal O'esh Mibachutz Afilu Yeim Yesh B'tavshah Shepakdeira Shishim Kenegda. Okay, the contents of the pot are 60 times the drop of milk. Ein Yochol Levatlo doesn't cancel it for whatever reason. We don't understand the reason yet. Vim Kane Hatipa Oseres Hakadeira Kol Saviv Oseha. It asks the part of the pat all around it. Vinesra Tavshal Shabbat. And it subsequently prohibits the entire Tavshal. Ad Khan. Now, this is an Ad Khan which is not complete, Rabbi Osai. I'm going to read you the smag inside. Okay? I want you to compare. You look at Nagos Harama, as he quotes it. And I'm going to read you a few extra words that are found over here in the smag as we have it. He tells you where to look. Kuf Mem Aleph. I looked it up. I brought up the smag from Beis Medrash. Here we are. Resh Mem Aleph. Here we go. I'm going to read you from the inside of the smag. You tell me what names are. One second. Excuse me. Kuf Mem Aleph. I apologize. Kuf Mem Aleph. My mistake. Kuf Mem Aleph. Here we go. I'm reading you the words inside the text of the smag himself. Mikan Noeg Rebbe. Shem Nafla Tipas Cholav Al Gabo Shel Kedera Rosachas Buur Shem Efapea Bekli Cheres. These are not the same words, are they? What do we have? We have Tipas Cholav Shem Nafla Al Kedera Shem Efapea Bekli Cheres. Okay, we have Al Gabo Shel Kedera. Okay. Now, he says, we have inside, Afilu, in the Ramah, Afilu Miesh Betavshah Shem Kedera Shishim Kenegda. And Yochel Levatla. What do I have over here? He says as follows. He says, Mifapea beklichera shel kedera vechaticha atzma nasas nevela. Okay. Back to the Ramah. Can atipa osera sakadera kol svivo seho. Vines vatavshah shabah. That's what we have the text over here. The text in the actual smag is totally different. I read you the whole thing from beginning to the end. It's four lines, the whole thing. He says as follows. Tipas cholav al gabo shel kedera rosachas b'ur shemefapea b'kol acheres shel kedera v'chaticha atzma nasas nevela. That line is not found here in the Mordechai, in the Ramah citation. Uvekul kedera misharina, also not found over here. Shacholav mefapea b'kol acheres. So he says if Vizel Lashono, maybe he's quoting the Lashon of the Tur. Alright, can I ask you to open up your Tur? Maybe the Tur paraphrased the Smag. He's saying he's quoting the Smag Lav and Kufa Malaf and the Tur in Yeredeya in Sadi Aleph. So someone has one of the green Shulchanos, do me a favor, look on the Tur and see in Simit Sadi Aleph. You'll see if the citation that the Ramo has over here in his Agah is verbatim from the Tur. It's certainly not verbatim from the Smag. I mean, it captures the essence of it, but it's not verbatim. I can't answer the question. Simit Sadi Aleph. I don't have a term. I'll give a look, see if I can find it quickly. Thank you. Simon Sadi Aleph. You all have, whoever finds it first. Salaf is not that long.
No.
It's not in Sadi Aleph? You searched?
Yeah.
Really?
It's in
Sadi Beis. Okay, it's a typo. Where's it in Sadi Beis? Let's take a look in Sifei. It's just a typo, you're saying. Okay. Sadi Beis, hey. Rami Gutenberg. Okay. Well, we're Sefer Mitzvahs. That's a smack. Sefer Mitzvahs is a smack, not the smag. So we're two Sefer Mitzvahs. And we'll see the smag is quoted in the Mordechai momentarily. But where is the Where are you reading from?
Hey,
but that's not from the smag. That's just his own. Oh, yes, he does quote the smag verbatim. Tipa, this is it, the very beginning. Oh, thank you for finding it. The very beginning of Tzadi Bei Sifei. Thank you. Kosova smag. Perek Amchatas. Bishlam of Hapea Kolomas Basha Bechol Akli. Kosov Mori. Mikan Noeg Rabenu. Shemnofel Tipas Cholav Agabe Akdeira. Rosachas, Beur, Shemifapea Bechol Cheres Shol Kedera, Vechaticha Nas Nevela, Uvekula Kedera Misharinan, Shachola Mispasha Bechol Kedera, and the Mach Musala Meshishim. That's the way I quoted it to you, not the way the Ramah quoted it. Am I correct? The citation in the Beis Yosef is verbatim from the Smag as I quoted it. I don't understand how the Hagos Mordechai is some kind of a paraphrase. I don't understand it. He says, Vizela Shono. Vizel Shono. It's not the Lashon. This is not at all the Lashon. How can you take such liberties? I'm a little bit confused about this. The citation of the Beis Yosef is exactly the same. So it's not Sadi Aleph, it's Sadi Beis. But it's the same as I read to you from the Smag, not the same as the Ramos quoting it. And the reason I'm asking this question is because no one fully understands the Smag. What's wrong? The way it's understood by the Poskim is that the reason why, Rabosai, the Maram is relying on 60 times 60, only in Hefsted Merubah Ktzas for Shabbos V'Yontif, because the Smag disallows it. Even 60 times 60 is no good. And the question is, why not? Let's explain the 60 times 60. Let's go. Rabosai, watch this. I have a pot. So here's the water. Everyone watch this. Show and tell. Here's the water line. See my hand? My arm is, that's the water line. It falls on the outside of the pot above the water line. You with me? It falls here. Now, he's saying like this. Assuming that once it gets into the water line, if it starts spreading to the water line, it's going to be bottled in all the water. No problem. The water is certainly 60 times. The problem is it won't get that far. It'll get, worst case scenario, it'll spread, and it'll stop before the water line. So it stops before the water line, it's a major problem. Chaticha nasa nevela. Okay. Good. Assume it's nasa nevela. Now what happens, Rabosai, if the water, when ultimately gets cooked up or something, the water is 60 times the volume of the pot and the bleias in the pot, which became treif. So you have 60 times 60. This, the contents of the pot are 60 times the drop. So the manusha, if the drop mixed into 60 times its volume, okay, so then we can argue again, because we're not sure. If it's 60 times its volume, it should be bottled. Less than 60 times its volume, it's nasa nevela. So we'll assume 60 times its volume minus epsilon is nasa nevela, But if the kanas of the pata 60 times that amount, so the grant is not an avela. It's still going to be bottled in the kanas of the pot, and the pot's going to be mutter. The pot will contain 60 times the drop. So worst case scenario is that the drop made 60 times its volume minus mashu, made into an avela. Who cares? The kanas of the pot is 60 times. That's 60 times the drop, 3,600. So no problem. Memara shach, it's good. Then if that's the question, if that's such a good svara, how can anybody argue with the smag? Why is the Marami written? How can the smag say what he's saying? Shouldn't 60 times 60 the Marami Rutenberg be good? Now it's not completely clear from either citation that the smag is answering 60 times 60, but that's what the Maram seems to be assuming, as the Rambam seems to explain it. Yes, sir.
I didn't understand the 60 times 60.
One more time. I have a pot. I don't have anything to show you what's a pot. Should have put my hat in. Hat is like a pot, you know. It's just, here's a pot. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much. Here's our pot. It says latte. Oh, perfect. Up until latte, it's filled with coffee, whatever you want to call it. Whatever it's... Oh, for carrots, it's milk for my meat. Filled with chicken soup. Okay? It says latte, it's really chicken soup. Okay. Chicken soup until latte. Now the drop, see where it says cocoa? A drop falls where it says cocoa. Now, where it says cocoa to where it says latte, the question is, seeing all sides, the question is it 60 times? Is the drop that fell over here, it says the word cocoa, is the area of the pot above latte, which is bereft of chicken soup? Only let up here, the chicken soup. So above the water line, the chicken soup line, if this area, let's assume, is 60 times the drop, so we're going to assume that for the moment, that it'll spread evenly, so the bottle, there's no problem. There's no problem with cloud. Elamira, Bosai, we're afraid it'll be just that hair's left in 60 times its volume. Okay? So the whole top became a problem. Then the question's going to be, will the kindness of the pot, all this chicken soup, all the way up to the word, wait, I take it back. It says soup. So the obviously says yellow. Why don't you leave out latte? It says soup, a fairish. S-O-U-P. So the soup goes until soup. Okay, and cocoa is the milk. We all know cocoa is made from milk usually, hot cocoa. So it's perfect. Soup means chicken soup. Stam soup, I eat is chicken soup. And stam cocoa has milk in it. So it's mamish, they made this, it was made for Ashir. Mamish. Soup is the chicken soup. And then above that line, which says cocoa, a drop of cocoa with milk fell, of milk some fell, that's also good. And if it's just under 60 times, it's going to become treif. So watch this now. See this whole volume, throughout the thickness of this little styrofoam cup, aka pot, is absorbed now with milk. And I have to calculate what its volume is compared to the full pot of soup, over to where it says the word soup. If the full pot of soup has 60 times the volume of the area of the wall of the pot, the volume of the wall of the pot that's above the soup line, so it's okay. Even the worst case scenario that the milk managed to be absorbed in just under 60 times its volume, so it became milchix, maybe even became treif based on previous blias. Alright, that's all 60 times that is the soup, chicken soup in the pot itself, so it'll be bottled 60 times 60. Yes, sir.
Well, why does the milk make 60 times its size
usher
in the first place?
Because this pot was used yesterday for chicken soup to the tippity top.
Right.
Therefore, the top of the pot had absorbed chicken soup when I made chicken soup last night. Now I'm making chicken soup again. It's a Jewish penicillin, Rabbi said, everyone has to have chicken soup. It's a daraisa. Okay? So now I'm making chicken soup again. Okay, but this time it's only up to the soup line. Now a drop of milk falls on the very top. So the very top, the drop of milk mixes in with the absorption of chicken soup from yesterday's chicken soup, from last night's chicken soup. All gets mixed in together.
But if it's more than shishim,
there should be no problem at all.
Right.
Good. But let's say it's just those hairs left in shishim. So now there's a meeting of the chicken soup and the milk nebuch, a sad meeting. It's not a shidduch. In the walls of this pot, in the top portion of the pot, and it's 59.9 times as much chicken soup as in the drop of milk, the whole thing is nasa nevela, gewalt. What me worry? The chicken soup in the pot up to where it says soup is 60 times the volume of the entire metal that is on the top rim. Right? So 60 times 60, what could go wrong? So if what could go wrong, how can the smag acid, assuming the smag did acid it? The implication of the hagos for Ramos is smag acid anyway. We don't know why. Rabosai, everyone with me so far? Yes, sir.
I don't understand why we assume if the drop of milk falls on the top section of the pot, why is it only going to spread into the top section of the pot?
We don't know where it's going to spread. That's exactly the point. The Gemara and Zvachan that we started wasn't completely clear. Bishop, it's unclear what the shayla is, Rabosai. It's unclear. I want to give you a beautiful exposition of this Gemara in the words of another source, Rabosai. That's a smack. We go from smag to smack. Unfortunately, again, the Ramah paraphrases smag. I don't understand why, because the citation in the Beis Yosef is word for word from what we have in our smag. I can't figure it. But thank you so much for the Beis Yosef, and it's verbatim. Okay, so you can take your pen if you have it and correct it to Tzadi Aleph to Tzadi Beis. You're allowed to correct a simple typo in the Marah Mokum. Okay? But it's not for the Lashono. He's not quoting the Beis Yosef verbatim or the smag verbatim. And whenever you don't quote verbatim, Rabbi says many things are lost. So we're going to have to come back. Just keep that Beis Yosef in mind, Rabbi Osei. Don't lose the place, because we have to understand. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you till Sunday to figure out Pshat and the smack. Because I don't want to, I want to give you a prize so you can figure out the Pshat and the smack. Okay, but we're going to go on our merry way and see a number of other sources in today's shir, so far without figuring out the smack completely yet. We want to figure out both. We really want to figure out in its original form, as in the Beis Yosef. Then we'll have to figure out, is the Ramah an accurate representation, or maybe it's not so accurate? We have to look. But I'm closing the smag, a new paragraph begins. I assume even the people who have the old edition, it's a new paragraph, right? Tipa? Correct? Who has an old Mordechai? Who has an old one? Raise your hand. Colon. Tipa's a little bit big print, maybe up some mashu, a little bold? No. Oh, this is a colon there. We thank God for the small things in life. Tipa Shanaf Rabosai, who is this coming from? Look at the very end. Towards the very end of the simon, we're not going to read the very, very end, nor are we going to read the very, very beginning of the simon. Ha'uka Zaysa says Tzadi Chesem and Aleph, that's the end of this paragraph. And it says at the end of it, Lushan Mori Harap, Rabbeinu Peretz Sheyichya. It's very important to know what Rabbeinu Peretz wrote. Rabbeinu Peretz wrote a Hagah Smak. I brought the originals for you to see. Sefer HaMitzvah Katan is written not by Rabbeinu Peretz. It says on the Sharblat. Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Yitzchok Mikurbil from the Balei HaTosfos, Sefer HaMitzvah Katan. And on the bottom it says, you have Hagah Smak. Who was Hagah Smak? Rabbeinu Peretz Mikurbil. Almost every Hagah and Hagah Smak starts with the word Mihu. Not everyone, many. He's famous for the word Mihu. And here's no exception. When you get to a Mihu, that's going to take off the Hagah Smak, Rabbeinu Peretz. The first part's in the smack itself. You wouldn't guess from the Mordechai proper. I'm just telling you the reality. It's true. The first part, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to read from the smack to see how verbatim it is. I thought it was verbatim, but you know, I never trust myself. You look on. If anything is different, even a small thing, give a buzz. Bzz. Okay. I'm reading it from the smack itself. Tipas Cholov. Doesn't say Cholov? No. All right, hold on a second. One second, hold on. I'm starting to the wrong place. Yeah. Tipas Cholov. Is the word Cholov not there?
No.
All right, the first change. Tipas Cholov, Rabosai. I'm reading it verbatim from my smack on page it's page Reish Yud Beis. It's Simon Reish Yud Gimel. I'm reading from page some page Reish Yud Beis. Listen carefully to every word. Any change? Please tell me. Shenaf al dofen shel kli. So far? Al dofen shel kli? Good. Hakli. Hakli, okay. Misapkulan beperak dam chatas. Imefapea bechol hakli ilo. So far good? Hilkach. Shenaf lo kenegat harotif. I have a new distinction on both sides. The smack is the first one to say explicitly, it depends if it falls, I told you this before already, did it fall below the waterline or above the waterline? If it's below the waterline, kenegat harotev, v'yesh barotev, shishim, min hatipa, muta memanavshach. If it goes through the entire kli, harein is batla. Can batla b'shishim in the contents of the pot. V'yeinim mefapeya. So it doesn't go because it's a suffix in tzvachim tzadivav. Im kain lo yeser or lo yeyoser. It's going to stay stand. Presumably means it stops in its tracks. Right? That's what I think Kalman said before. Should stop in its track. Doesn't go past the kli, just stops dead. Am I any changes or so far it's good? I have imkain. What do you have? Oslo yasser. Okay. Avo. New sentence. Imnafla neged harekon means above the waterline. Shemem efapeah bedofen akadera at samach lerotev. Kolkach she'ein shishim menatipa. In other words, the smack is sounding as a nupsha. We're not sure how much it goes. We thought before, all or nothing. Either it stays still or it spreads equally. No. Maybe it spreads only a certain amount. Vinasa also mixes minakli nevela. Everyone with me so far? You're looking for it, right? Uksha ya'are harotev minakli. When you pour the soup out. Okay. Yelech harotev al also mixes kli v'yesrenu. Right? It's going to pass over that part that became nevela. Lefichach. Immiyad he nichol etstanein shlohik biya harotev klal me'esh enafla achen etstanein legamri mutter. Okay, just leave it, let it cool off. Oh, this is unbelievable. Ba'od shehu roseach yinkov shulei akli mitachas. Make a hole. Make a hole in the bottom of the kli. You believe it? Smash it. Let it come out from the bottom. Obviously, pots were pretty cheap in those days, right? Period. End. Alright, everyone, what's your next word? Mihu. Guess what? That's not the smack anymore. Tell them it was the smack itself. Who's Mihu? Rabbeinu Peretz. On the bottom, it's also Yud Aleph on the bottom over here. Umihu. Bekoshi yesh lahatir. And then the kiva sakadera. He doesn't like that idea of making a hole in the bottom of the pot. Tohayev sheshlo yinanea kli ma'at. V'yigah rota b'osu mixes kli shenesa. When you make the hole, you're going to have to shake the pot a little bit. It's going to go up. And it may bump into that pot, which is prohibited from before. V'lochein. Tov lahamten shlo yigah b'kli shiitztanen. That's the idea which was mentioned before. Rabosi, everyone with me so far? Beautiful. Smack is so clear. Understand exactly what he's saying. The ha'olam. Oh, those olam, my boys. These olam, I'm telling you, these olam. Have to watch out for the olam. The ha'olam nagu lesser. Oh, no. Shenafa bedofen shelo kenegad arotev. We don't know why yet. Why asr? We have a beautiful answer. Just let it cool off. Why is the olam asr? We don't know yet. Vidafka. When is the olam asr? Shenafal shalol letzad ha'esh, avol letzad ha'esh, nagu lahatawai, v'shahor sarfo miavsha miad. It burns it up right away. It's opposite the fire. Whoop, burns it up. Uvulvad sheikaneach miad. You got to wipe it off quickly. V'dafka b'tipa b'yalma, kigon davar muat. Avol nafal rov cholov, ein lahatir afilu kenegad ha'ur. Because why? It's so much the fire can't burn it up so quickly. Elohim Kane, Nafal Kenegat Harotev, Ayadei Samach. As we said before. Rabosi, what one is over? What's the next word? Umori? Umori, Rabbi Chiel Oya Omer, B'Shem Riva, Shea Matir, Gam Shalom Kenegat Harotev. Why? How? B'Shalom Kenegat Ha'esh. Ayadei shishim b'shas hadchak kon arve shabosos. That's how it ends over here. What do you have? Shabbos v'yantif?
Oh,
Shabbos v'yantif. That's the end. Now here's already a bold step.
He says shas hadchak.
Just here,
they didn't have some.
You don't have that. We have shas hadchak on arve shabosos. What do you have?
Hefsed meruba.
You have behefsed meruba or b'shabbos v'yantif. Right. Okay. Till then, it was basically the same. It's also more or less the same. What's his basis of Rabbeinu Yechiel? What's the basis of Rabbeinu Yechiel? On a simple level, he's going against the Olam. The Olam has some kind of a chumrah. We don't understand the Olam's chumrah. The Rabbeinu Peres and the Smack were right to be in the first place. He says, you want to be Mach Olam? Not on my back, Hefsit Tzas, or on Shabbos or Yontif. That's all. It's a simple Pshar Rabosai in this Smack and Agosna. Quoted accurately, come out to the letter here in the Mordechai. Rabosai, what does Smack do over here for us? We thought until now, either it stays still or it goes all the way. The Smack created two new things. Number one, he explicitly distinguishes between Kenegad the Rotev and not Kenegad the Rotev, which the earlier sources did not. And number two, the possibility exists it goes halfway or just stops at any random point. Not either spreads all the way or spreads none of the way. Not all or nothing. You can go part of it. Not experts in how far it's going. It's all part of the suffering and Zvachim on the Tzadivah. Ad Kan Rabosai, the language of the smack. Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Riz Diuk, that it's not Mefapea Bekulo, that's what the Riz said, because you need a special Gzeres HaKosuv to require Marika Ben Shtifa. Okay? It's interesting. Why didn't the Rebing arrive from Truma? Truma, it says, you don't need Bekulo. As long as you kasha the bottom of the pot, it's good. Doesn't that indicate we paskin lahalacha that it doesn't spread? Yeah. Well, same thing. What do you say, Rabosai? Anyone have an idea over here? Yeah. Nah, we're talking about lach. Rabosai, I'm going to show it to you in the Chavos Das, but if you have time, I'll show it to you in the Ra'ah as well, who says the same thing. Rabosai, let's open up to the Chavos Das. I know I'm jumping a little bit ahead. I want to show you this interesting concept which would deflect the proof. And the Chavos Das said it, I think he said it on his own. Don't close the Mordechai, we're coming back. But I believe that the source originally is in the Ra'ah and Bedek Abayis. Turn to the Chavos Das that I asked you to see here in Simon Sadi Beis, Sivkotan Yud Gimel. Not going to read the whole thing, it's part of it. We'll take it from the beginning. Yud Gimel. Because Nevoah Divrei Hataz Vashach, Nevoah Divrei Hasmak Sheviu. Shem Tmuin. Hasmak Tola Hasavik Yibishl Mefapeh Bechol HaKli Ilo. But the Biyah Shas Zvachim Tzadivav Bishl Bemixas Kli Yitom Marika Shtifa Bechol HaKli. Hu Tamua Choda. Tatos Vizbidir Maskel Bishlo Sosruze. Shehikshu, when he quotes it, Iko Mebor Lai Mefapeh Bekulo Olo. No. That's a fatal flaw. The smack will say, yeah, it's exactly where they asked it. Here it applies everywhere. Okay. For old, the boys of Ivshitla, Hossam. It's not unresolved, it's resolved. The Bechatas Beinan Mariko Shtifa, Kolakli, Uve Truma Lo Beinan. They're both saying you don't require by Truma. So clearly, Gemara seems to be saying, it's not Mispasha Bekolakli. It's not Mispasha Bekolakli. You don't require cashing all the kli? Psh. Amazing. Skipping the placey. Venira the forest has a smack. When we call them the Yashiv Kushas Atosis. Lomoti limi boy, Bishari Surin, Bishal, Bimixas Kli, Eton, Magolav, Kola Kli, Olo. The Bezela Mesapka Leklau. Why? A new Chiddush. Da filu we name of the Bishlam of Hapeh B'chol HaKli. Mikomakom. Lo binan agola B'chol HaKli. You know why? Da kaimolan. Kibolo kach polto. Ukemo sha bishl she b'mikta asakli yabalua. Holech B'chol HaKli. Kach ade agola shal mikta smaflitu B'chol HaKli. Meridik. It's exactly what they were all said. It's easy in, easy out. It goes in b'chol hakli, it goes out b'chol hakli, Rabosai. Amazing. The proof is here the Mechaber quotes the Suffolk, and in Kuf Chaf Aleph Pasak the Moal Agolam Mixes Akli Mitam Kibolo Kaf Polto. It's the Ra'ah. Amad Afilu Yamin the Bishul Mefapeya Bechol Akli Moal Agolam Mitzaso. So when it comes to Shari Sumas, no problem. Only by Kotchim is a Shaila. Kotchim Rika Shtifa is a Gzeres Akosuv. He says Gzeres Akosuv like Hazaz Da Mayan Shom. That's pshat. Ze poshut. Rabosai. Beautiful. Yenu mefapeya. Varein sorach lemala mirika shtifa. Blabina mirika shtifa ak b'malkam ha-balua. The same as kibas b'malkam ha-dam. Okay. U'mipshitus tohos l'mosa. The mipshitus ha-chazachav is das. The mechatas l'mosa y'gomer. The mechatas zeres ha-kosovu. To ha-filu bishul b'lo b'lua mesakle l'shas ito mirika shtifa. That's our famous gemara from Iri. We spoke about it a long time ago. The guy with Matina and Hassam Shadvaram Dekra, Osa, etc., etc. Truma is different. Why? All you see from Truma is that Gola helps. Gabola Kachpoto. But we don't know if it's Mifapeya. A brilliant Pshara Bolsa of the Chavaz Das in the Gemara Meseklus Vachim, we're not sure if it goes in. Hagola is no Raya because what goes in goes out. The Gabola Kachpoto. I Truma, Gabola Kachpoto. I Kachim. So it's not resolved by Kachim. We don't know. It's not clear from Chatos because it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. So maybe it is the Nizbala, maybe it's not the Nizbala. It's unclear, Abosai. It's unclear. It's a very important Chavas Das. And before we turn our attention to his other holy words, we just did the first part of the Chavas Das, let's turn our attention to the let's see a little bit further in the Chavas Das, a little bit further. Now he wants to turn his attention to the Shach and the Tas. It's a taking care of this part. Let's go slow. He's talking about the Shach. What about the Taz? I think the best thing to do now, since we have a limited amount of time today, is to turn our attention once again to the Mordechai. And if you have additional time, we'll come back to the Shach, Taz, and Chavas Das. Okay? I got a game plan over here. Rabbah said we saw two significant citations in the Mordechai. We first started from a Chuvas Marami Rutenberg, and it was not completely clear what was from the Rabbi, the Marami himself, what's from the Rabbi Shimshon, what's from the Ri. Okay, then we saw Rabbah say the Smak and Agol Smak. Now we turn around, we go back. We saw a little bit of this yesterday already to the earlier parts of the Mordechai. We need two additional paragraphs. The first starts Umori Haram. That's the Marami Rutenberg. It's not the Maram's words, it's the Mordechai's words. And then he cites the Ravan, a lengthy quotation. So we're going to see piece by piece. We're going to start from Umori Haram Zal Rogel Lahoro. Is everyone with me so far? This is the first new paragraph, not the very beginning, of the Mordechai and Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Tes. Kshenofal Yisrael al dofan akdeira v'hiyetz alo eish afili shal cheres matir im yesh betav shal shishim pomim shishim k'negara tipa shenofla the tam of the milsa shal da tipa nosen tam svivo seho ad shishim v'yad shishim could potentially nasa akdeira chaticha di Yisrael chanan u'boye betav shal shishim Levat al Cholanesa, Kagon. Yamatipa Kashir Poshut Nasa or Isu Bikdera Kneged Shishim Pshutim. Mehato, Yamatavshot Bashir Tezvav Litrin. Then a Shishipovim Shishim. I wonder, these are certain, we don't know the measurements of these in the Middle Ages. Oza Tavshal Mutter. Abel Ola Makdera Surah. I feel the Matipa Ktanam Oud. The Klicheres Eno Motzi Mide Dof Noliola. So Klicheres, once you put it in, it can never come out. But the contents will be mutter 60 times 60. Let's read Hagos HaRamah. Nire HaTam Shumatzach Samach Pamim Samach Mishum Dekayim L'chaticha Atman Asa Devela Kein Tipazu Asra Ad Samach Kenegda V'kei V'chosim Samach Samach Nasa Devela Tzorach Samach Pamim Be'olsam Levatel Beis Yosef V'kosav Ot The Kano Chilek Ben Shabbos V'yomtev L'shayomim V'lo Ben Hefzim Merubo L'leka Hefzim Merubo V'chakach Kosav Tshus Maram Din Zeh V'chilek Ben Shabbos V'yomtev L'shayomim Uben Ike Hefzim L'leka Hefzim. So that's a different story. Why later on he makes a difference in Shabbos and Yontif, and otherwise not. It's a bit of a stira in the Maram. Here is what the Maram is being Mekel Stam, and there is Mekel only Shabbos and Yontif. Again, the Ramah is assuming that the later on Mordechai, the Shabbos Maram, is referring to 60 times 60. Even in that case, he's not willing to be Mekel unless Shabbos and Yontif. That's what he presumably understood the Smap. Okay. At Kan Rabosai, paragraph 3. There's only slightest discrepancy. Barami Mekel 60 times 60 all the time, or only in Makom Shas Atzchak. And we still have, we read the Smag in two different versions, in the Mordechai and in the original. We're not exactly sure why one should answer 60 times 60. Now comes the fourth and final citation for today, which is the Ravan. And we read part of this yesterday, but it's worthwhile seeing again today. Very, very important. What happened? The story. Ira Maisa B'Magenza. Magenza, one of the major cities. You know, when I was a kid, Maisa B'Magenza had something to do with Tchia Shofar. Maisa B'Magenza, that was a famous story. But I guess it was more than one story happened in Magenza. So what happened in Magenza? B'Kedera Malaya Basar V'Tavshel Shoysa Sfusa Etzalor V'Rosachas. Nebuch, what happened was Nishbara Kad Shel Cholov, a whole jug of milk broke. Guess what? Venites min hacholav ala kadeira shel basar al dof nami b'chutz. Venishalti oleo. Rav Amos asks this question. You know, you get the impression this happened. This is a common occurrence. Rav Amos, by a show of hands, who's ever had this in his house? That milk should spritz onto a active fleshic pot. Because you know, no one comes from against here. Okay, good. Okay. Says the Rav Amos, Nirali dimyesh b'kdeira below tavshil, which means the metal of the pot or the cheres of the pot without its contents. Shishim levata lacholav anivla besocho. Okay, the 60 times to knock out the milk that's absorbed within it. Okay, hanivla on the bottom it says hanivla lo nasa nevela. The absorption has not become nevela. Midi dahavi, which is comparison of milk falling on a pot full of chicken soup content. The same thing applies to milk falling on what? Piece of meat. Midi dahavi atipas chalav shenafla lachaticha. Dimyesh bachaticha samach levat latipa lo asrinon v'nispata lachalav. Great. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Fine. Now, I want to read you the, before going any further, the V'yom Tomar, the Ha'ara of Moshe Israel's Mikrako. He signs his name again at the bottom of this one. What does he say? Choser kan eza tevos machmas hatishtush. There's some words missing. What should it say? Chazokos kasher bo michtofcha. Zelashona. Some kind of, this is what it says. Kevan sheyesh b'kdei reshishim levatel hatipa. Somebody asked the Rambam letter. He says over here, that's batel b'shishim. He asks, im ken hei chik sheravan halachol shenivle b'kdei at nos tal lerotiv shenis balaba ad havi min b'mina os lemashu kevan shatipa tipa cholav this battle b'kedera b'shishim ech yeser arotav shenivle b'kedera haray ha'kedera atzma mutter. He doesn't understand, something is wrong over here. So this is a question two. The old masik v'chein osa rav Rabbeinu Baruch maise v'osa ha'kedera v'hitter ha'tavshil u'l'divir ravan ha'kedera atzma mutteres kevin sheish samach b'kedera levad
below tapshil this bat latipa v'nasa hetekol mashniv lebekdeira. So somebody wrote a Ramah letter saying if you don't add some words, there's a the first question of the Rabban v'yim tomar halochol shniv lebekdeira not knows until the wrote of shenisbalaba. What kind of question is that? It was not Nosen Tam. It was Batla B'Shishim. And what's Rabbeinu Baruch answering the Kedera for? The last line of this paragraph. Also, for these two reasons, the Ramah is now be Magia. L'chein hoyanir li lahagia b'divi Ravan. He's adding. Vafilu im ein b'kedera levad samach. Below Tavshil, after Tavshil Yeshbo Samach, HaTavshil Mutter. Oh, a horse of a different color. Rabbi said the Ramah added an extra line which changes the Ravan from one extreme to another. V'im Toma V'chule. V'im Kein Hikshir Ravan. Give you commentary. This is, what do you call it? Color commentary, they call it today. The Mordechai has commentary on the Ravan. Im ein samach b'kdeira levad below tavshil, af im yesh b'tavshil samach, ye also mitam shacholo v'anivla b'kdeira nosan tam l'rota v'anivla, kevan she'en b'kdeira levad samach below tavshil levad latipa anivla b'kdeira, oser arota v'anivla b'kdeira, v'chi hodanofal arota v'kdeira, oser, af im yesh samach b'tavshil, v'shem min b'mino b'mashil, the Ravan apparently held like Rashi, b'mino b'mashil, V'al zeh tirits hu masik v'chein osar Rabbeinu Baruch maisa v'osar hakdeira v'hitiras hatavshil kevan sheyesh b'tavshil samach levatal hatipa mikol makom hakdeira asura kevan she'ein b'kdeira levad samach levatal hatipa k'for nesra hakdeira ach loshan ha-Mordechai in the original. I apologize. Tilna is not the Ramah speaking. This is the all part of the letter, which is the given to the Ramah. You let it. This is the Shoel. See, it's very beautiful. God, the whole thing makes perfect sense. Nira, this is the Ramah. That's the Ramah speaking. Lo mash esfili le Ravan. The ein akdeira moel le tavshil, v'en atavshil moel le kdeira. Neither helps for the other. Ubin en samach b'kdeira levat alach olav shenof olav. Kidei shakdeira lo te'osa nevela. Because if it were the os hayinu subjunctive, if it was not a nevela, hayinu tzrichel mesharim en atavshil. Neged kol akdeira, the dilman mispashet b'chol akdeira, v'nasa kula nevela. Fine. So that's why you require 60 times the kdeira times the cholof. Okay, that's number one. Avo mikol makom, gam akdeira asura, afilu yesh bo samach. Why? If the kdeira is more than 60 times the milk, why is it asur? The Dilma Einam Fapea Bakulo. What's the smack said? We're not sure. It's not all or nothing. We're not sure, writes the Rambam over here, how far it goes. For Lochain, Onutzrichim Samech Minatavshil, Negaratipo, the Dilma Nichna Sacholov Miyad Lerotev, the Einam is Batal Bekadeira, Kemoshu Das Tas Mefarshim, because it went straight in. Umehash to call Devarab Nechonim. Oh, Rabosai, I was so excited about this. I got those from the Ramah. No, it's from the Shoel. Ramah says, don't be Magi anything. Leave it the way it is. Ki omar tchila, Rabosai, this is explained in the Ravan. Kishayesh samach b'kdeira, Rabosai, if there's 60 times the volume of the Tipas Cholov, in the kdeira, eino nasa nevela, Rabosai, v'hatav shel mutter, No problem. So therefore, the tavshil is going to be mutter for sure. For hutzuch levar, b'tavshil samach negatipa,
Shaze Poshut Bienov. Kidin Shari Surim. Obviously gonna be 60 times the drop in the Kederitz, in the contents of the pot. That's for sure what he calls the Tapsha. Was a hikshachakach vim tomar. Hare hacholov ratzalomar. The af im ein onutzrich in the shar. Neged kolakadero. Mikomakom yesh lesser. Mikoach min bimino. What does that mean, Rav Osai? What does that mean? Even if a mashu comes out, it should still be a problem because it may mean a low bottle. Let's chazer again. We're going to go back to the Mordechai itself. For those who have my additions, the last few lines of Pesh Yud Ches. What did he say? Now, the fear, as the Ramo explained it. Im yesh b'kdeva below tavshil, just the walls. Shishim levat lacholov hanivla besocho hanivla lo nasa nevela mina dahavi atipas cholov shenafla lachaticha tim yesh bechaticha shishim levat latipa lo asrina v'nispat lacholov. So the cholov is bottled in the kedera itself, in the tafshel itself, I should say. The tafshel is hetagama. Good, takes care of the tafshel. But he's still bought by the following kasha. V'yim tomar Hare hacholov shenivla b'kdeira nosin tam lerota. Wait a minute. I thought it was bottled b'shish. Wait. He says, No, Rabosai. What's he asking? Go back to the Ramah itself. What's Aloma? Afim ein onu tzrichin l'shar neged kol ha-kdeira. Why? Because on the side that the cholov is b'fapeya, it's bottled b'shishim in the metal or the earthenware of the pot itself. But it's another tzad. Mikol makom yesh lesa mikoach min bimino. What does that mean? Let's go back a little bit earlier in the Ramah, where he explains what he means. Let's read again. Mikoma, from the word mikoma, the last six lines. Mikoma gom, gama kedera asura, afiliyesh bo samach. Even in the best case scenario, Rabbo said, the 60 times the volume of the drop of milk in the metal of the pot, still a problem. That was the one who wrote the letter couldn't understand why. You know why? Because the one who wrote the letter thought all or nothing. So if it's all or nothing, what's the problem? No. Third possibility. The dilma ena mefapea bakulo. If I pay a little bit, but not kulo, how do you overcome that problem? Chenon tzrichim samach min atavshil rabosai neged hatipa. Why? The dilma nichnas acholav miyad derotev ve'enam is battle b'kedera. Maybe it went straight in. So what happened? You have milk. It goes a beeline rabosai. A beeline, the meat, the milk is going right through into the contents. Now Rabosai, what's the content of the pot? Chicken soup. Rabosai, on the road which the milk takes by a beeline to get from where it is on the outside of the pot into the milk, what does it pass? Stop it, spash it. Doesn't spread. What does it pass? Come on, guys. Chicken soup. Not the entirety of the metal, but just that one little one-lane highway, a little back road, takes straight in. It's going to bump into some chicken soup, and chicken soup is going to become the veil. Be min bimino b'mashu. That's the Ravan's kasha, because he holds b'mashu. Yesh lomar gives an answer. But now on line two of the Mordechai page your test column one, afil Rab Yuda diyisle hai svara. What's that? Lo asa. Why? The lo asa Rabbi Yehuda elak shenafla lachaticha v'nesra mitama cholov shahu be'en v'yoseres shara chatichos neshein minam. In other words, if you have milk that falls on meat, Rabbo says al gemara, milk falls on meat, right? It gives time, so it asks all the other pieces of meat. Chanan, fine. Aval cholov hanivla b'kdeira eino oser es harotev shenivla ba lesser ezesh b'kdeira mishum min umino kishenifla. Why not? Daha eino be'en. This reminds us of our trei mashu. There was never any meat be'en. This is just all balua. The chicken soup that the milk bumps into is balua nekdeira. Balua nekdeira is not considered to be a mino. Mino is without tarovis. Remember that? The whole Torah sabayis, damapon, damasor. No? The koshka, the rabbana, this they min mino bottle. Fine. That's what he says. You don't apply the principle of min mino because it's not be'en. Now v'teda, he brings a riot. The amrin on Easter anivla oser heter anivla. If you're going to say that, the amak kliya balu miyai nesach marugim upamim begim yomim nemo ki yoiv mayim bola miyad min amayim v'osru yayin anivla es amayim shnivlu v'chi hoda polat b'mayim havli mayim amayim min b'mino v'litzar that the water itself aser through min b'mino. Here we go back to our point from yesterday. V'chein ha d'tnan k'deira shebishol b'basar l'yavashol b'cholof v'bishol b'minosin tam. Why? Neima k'deira t'chila bala min ha'cholof. You're cooking now milk, rabosai, in a fleshiga pot. What happens? The milk gets absorbed in the pot. V'nesra, the contents of the pot, whatever's absorbed in the walls of the pot. Mitam basar sheba. Because the basar shabah, it's a flesh of the pot, now has an unfortunate meeting inside the walls of the pot, in total secrecy, with the milk that fell in. V'chipolta lehav leichol of nevela min b'mino. V'litza b'mashu, he goes like a buta. So how can it be mutter? And how can no some tabruk? The goy will say, there's no taste of meat. Who cares? Right? The milk itself in the pot became treif. Elavadei cholov heter shenivla v'cholov shebuchutz mitstarfin levatel es tam habasar hanivla b'kdeira. It's a new svar in the Ravan. We don't treat, Rabosai, the milk which is absorbed in the pot to be a separate entity which is nas in nevela. We say, no, treat the milk absorbed in the pot as part of the milk which is literally lying in the pot, and treat them as one unit. That's what he said. Fine. Hochanami, hatavshel shel heter, mitstarfim, imtam heter, shenivla b'kdeiro, levatel. L'cholov ha'nivla mibachutz, maybe ha'isra, I'm not sure if that ha'go is correct. V'adin l'cholov im nafal ala kadeira mibachutz o'shar isurin akan l'shon ravan v'chin osra ben baruch maisa v'osra v'sakdeira v'hitir v'satavsh. Let's understand now what exactly happened over here. What did he say? What's in the kadeira itself becomes the problem. It does not create an additional problem by answering the contents to a min b'mina b'mashu. Why not? Explain why not. It's not considered be'en. Not considered be'en. Then he threw in another point. His other point is that we view the contents of the pot and the absorption of the pot of its same type as one unit, not as two separate units. That's a very, very important line here in the Rabbah. We have to understand what exactly he's talking about. So now, Rabosai, I think I've managed to confuse most of you by reading just, we only read the Mordechai. Said a little Chavastas, nothing else. So we have 15 minutes to review. And we're going to review with our favorite friend, the Megillah Sefer. He gives you a review of all the Shittas, and we're just going to review through him. So just to summarize, we had so many, what did we have so far? We started off with the Gemara in Zvachim. We saw, Rabosai, the Tshuvas HaRami Wittenberg, where the Ri seems to say that the Gemara in Zvachim does not resolve the question. Well, actually, the Rebbe sounds like it's saying it really does resolve the question that there's no, it's not Bolei Abakula. Not Bolei Abakula. Okay? Because Kachem is Gzeres HaKosov. Okay? That's what the Rebbe says. That's what the Rebbe says. Rabbi Osai. And therefore, since the Rebbe brought a Raya, right? He can't say Mispasha B'choldof Nakadera because he needs Gzeres HaKosov over there. So the fear is, well, maybe it's going to still reabsorb a little bit. So it's be nice and available. That's the Rebbe's fear. Right? The Smak says something similar. It's a suffix with Kolakli, but he says if the other side, it won't be Papeo. Thank you so much. And therefore, he wants to, you know, now that we have the Megillah Sefer, he summarizes much better than me. And therefore, let's take a look. No, we need many pages later. How do I keep pressing? I'm patient, but it'll take a few seconds. Almost there. Oh, here we are. Here we go. This, in the Gemara Chulin, we know the din, Tifas Cholov Shnafla Achatichas Bos. Aval Tifas Cholov, Rabos, look very, it's beautiful, so clear. Hanofela Saldofa Nakadem Ribachutz. Lonus Baal had to be Gemara. V'yesh la'ayin. He has, I think, six questions in a row. Let's count them off. One. Hayim bichlal yesh koch b'tipul espasha l'toch hatav shal b'fnim. Right? Maybe he won't go in. So you said, right? Won't go in at all. I'm standing outside. Two. Im noma shesh koch b'tipul espasha b'pnima. Hayim dofen akdei rahavi kimo chatichas bosor. Di amrina de sof tipul espasha. V'eina oseres es mokom nefilosa. Came in the soulful espashet b'kol. That's one possibility. O Dilma, dofen shani, tatipa mispashet as tchila b'dofen, v'rak b'koach sheni, he mispashet as l'toch hatavshel. V'avi ken isu dovuk, l'ormina and sof, ho isu l'espashet, came as a dovuk memar l'vloa, hu adin b'dofen akdera, shimim maheres l'vloa, konu hatavshel shibifnim. Stop. That's question number two. The first question was, does it go inside or not? Second question, if it does it go in one stage or in two stages? Question three. Gamel fiat sacha dolphin memaheris levloa. It's one stage. Yesh lodun. Ima basra balua bedolphin. Nesa de hatipa. Yeah. Vitolium bimbalua orim chanan. That's question number three. Say chanan is something which is not, you can't see it, it's absorbed in the kli. Question four. According to that side, Yesh Lodun, in a Bosser, a Balua, Bikdeva, Nesar, are they Tipas a Cholov? Why not? To Ulaihu Makushar, in a Rotev, Shepikdeva, Beno Nesar. That sounds like Makushar, sounds a little bit like the we saw just now in the Mordechai. Okay, that's question number four. Number five. Gam Yesh Lodun, in a Tipa Mispashetes, Bishove b'chol ha'dofen shel ha'kdeira v'chaticha shebespashus hishove b'chol ha'chaticha o shebedofen shel kli evshar shatipot hispashet rak b'mikas ha'dofen v'teyot ha'sham. Question number five. I overstayed. Only five questions. Okay, I'm not going to review them now. On your own you can get it online, review the five questions. V'zetolei b'stukos ha'gemar b'zvachim. Yes. And the many started. Now we'll start from the beginning. We start the Mordechai. Shuvus Maram. Tasa ben Shimshon, Hoysa Lahatir. And he relied upon it, Hefsach HaTzchak. But here he says, what we were worried about, he's also worried and wondering about. Lo Nispare Shom, Tamo Shalarash Lahatir. We don't know why. Let's stop here. Why was he matured? You saw Rabbi Shimshon. Right? That's a paragraph of Shuv. That's how we started the Shia today. With this Rabbi Shimshon. Why? Why was he matir? Doesn't say why he's matir. Let's go slowly. Habes Yosef Haven. Shekavanoso lahatir ba'ofen. Sheyesh shishim pam shishim. Kenegad atipus. Vezet tamua. Dim kenesh lahatir gam shalom b'shas hatchak. Diyev shal esav yosef mizeh. Whoa, we'll have to see that later on. The Rambam seems to say not that way. Fine. That's what he says. So the Chazon Ish says, Mitzvos of Shver, the Nupsha, based upon what the Gra quoted in the name of the Aguda. Rabbos say, I don't trust anybody. Open up your Shulchan Aruch to the Gra is on the Mar Makom, Sifkot Lamed Dalet. Taking a break to look. We have time. We're going to proceed methodically in this sugya. The Gra Sifkot Lamed Dalet. Very long. We're not going to read the whole thing right now. A part, an excerpt. Take it back. Gros Sivkot and Chavov. Also the Makos. For those who have the Gros Sivkot and Chavov, the opening word, Sifei, Tipas, he has what they call a Likud. Even in your edition, it should say Likud in parentheses about one quarter of the way into the Gros. Am I correct? Everyone see it? Does everyone see it? Likud. Tzadi Bey Sivkot and Chavov in the Gros, Likud. Ayin Tosfos Zvachim Tzadivav, we saw. V'zeh Lashon Aguda. Quote the Sefer Aguda. In Simen Tzadivav, Ozayin. Yesh Nedaktek. Hech Betuk Mahach Baya. It sounds like Tosfos, right? Aguda is in the Balei Tosfos. We saw this ourselves in Tosfos. I B'Kli Shekulo Cham Umi Borlei Mefaper B'Kol HaKli Olo Imkein My Poshet Lei Midam My Inyan Dam. It's a bayah shalom. Dam is a falls on a beggar. It has to do with anything. Habachayotze b'dam k'om b'mitzas akli tzonei pshitalei d'ein tzorach mariko shtifa el b'malkom shabola. If it's cold, what kind of shal is it? Upirish Rashba. Who's Rashba? Rabbi? Who's Rashba? Who is it? And my son says over here, Harab Shimshon ben Avram. Harashba mishant. We call him the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Not the Rashba, the famous Rashba of Torah Sabbat. He's only pretty famous. But he's sometimes called the Rashba. We try not to call him that name because it gets confusing with the other Rashba, the Sfardi. And he's a clear Ashkenazi. Kishama Mipiri, as we already saw this in the Mordechai. Kibishal Mefapea B'miktas U'mispashet Ma'at Yosef Mimokom Bishulo. Goes a little bit further. Hilkach. Hechmira Torabo Lasos Mariko Shtifa Bekolakli. Since it spreads a little bit, we do Mariko Shtifa Bekolakli, Rabosai. Bekolakli. Bekolakli, Rabosai. Right? The entire Kli. Entire Kli. Okay? Let's go further. Bitochoros Vila Marati. This is the Aguda Kona Rabbeinu Shimshon. Right? Lamarati. Lamarati. Shebekli shekulo cham mamido. The whole kli is cham. Vayasover, notwithstanding that it's hot, she'eno mispashet b'kol ha'kli. Why? Shepamachas bishlo bosu b'kdeiro. V'nofo ma'atchol ha'dof nekdem b'chutz. On the outside. She'ilu nof b'fnem ha'yarotu v'chaticha shishun b'til v'at l'acholov. Yeah. It's like we have in the Mordechai. V'yafal pikein, lo rotza Rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu tam? We have Rabbeinu, no? Rebbe. Lahatir, mishum de'ein achol mizbashel uniformly. B'chol dofne akdeiro. V'ein roi lo masha kol alach luchis bitfanos. M'seyer levatel, nimtza shebemokom echad nofal hakol. V'ovi dofno ba'oso mokom nasis nevela. V'chozer v'oser kol akadeira imein bo shishim levat l'shir dof nek deir shesham nafal acholov shekish b'shir o'ovi tzorach l'shair d'lo yadinan kamabola kona shenafal acholov. So far so good. The question we still have, we haven't answered it yet. Why was Rabbeinu Shimshon willing to be matir? Here's the answer. Rashba hoya nirelo lahatir akshalo urotza lasos ne'ak horos hakodosh ri. Was Riyah Kadosh in the sense of Kadosh? Re-lived, right? Re wasn't killed by the Goyim. His son was. Who was the Re's son? Rabbeinu Elchanan. He was killed, they call him a Kadosh. He was killed by the Crusaders. The Ri, I think, died on his bed, to the best of my knowledge. I'm talking about HaKadosh Ri. Look it up, please, in history books. Because I don't, unless HaKadosh is a nice title, you know. Everyone, Zecha Tzadik HaKadosh Levorach goes on people who lived many years and then passed away in natural causes. But usually HaKadosh and Rishonim speak is someone who, you know, was passed away at Kiddush Hashem. And it, look it up for me. Here's the answer. We'll stop with this. This is the punchline, which is the Aguda shot in the Rash. Hoyeniro ledamos lishtei kderos achas shel basar veachas shel cholov shenogaz zubezu v'lo shamanu me'olam ha'osro. And therefore, Rabbi Shimshon said, "B'shas atchak Shabbos orchim ani davachoshev hoyamatiro." End quote of the Aguda. An amazing comparison. One thick pot is like two thin pots touching each other. Says the Gra. V'hine mashadimo l'shtei kederos lo nireh. That's not a good comparison, Rabosai. It's only one pot. It's not two pots. The Sefer HaTruma, which you can find in the Mordechai Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Aleph. It's not in the Makoros now. We already had it last time. Kosav Tam Shtei Kederes Shemutorin Kemo Shtei Chatichus Belo Rotev De Ein Mefapeya Mizu Lizu. As it says in Chulon Daf Kuf Ches. We just saw it. As if it's in two, Ein Balua Yose Mikli Likli O Mechaticha Lechaticha Belo Rotev Mashenken Bekedera Achas De Dama Lechaticha Achas V'cholov who dover hamafapeya kemosha kosov shamatosis es dir machotipas. Yeah. So Rabosai, the comparison is bad. Umasha kosov rashbo means the rash b'shem ri kimispashid mat yoser. Oh, our last point. Bazet tirit hakushi anal. He's answering Tosis kasha. Tosis says, what's going on over here? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it mispashit? Is it not mispashit? Can I ask elsewhere? Ki vadai bitzonen ein mispashit yoser. For sure, it doesn't go any further if it's cold. Avol dam shenafal ala beged yodua she mispashit kitzas yoser. They both say if a little blood falls on your garment, it spreads a little bit. We all know that from a handkerchief. V'dami likli b'chamim. You know why? It spreads a little bit. The boyle ich imechmira Torah bekotchim alo. That what? Since it spread a little bit, you have to be more machmir. For Russell live shalom yidam. Uvezem turetz tushes atosis. Makam yiboyle, etc. The bebes yoda she'ein mispasha bekol akli. Rak bekotchim yiboyle imechmira Torah hol mispashet ma'at. The Bishlam ain't mispashit klal, vada ain't svar la hachmir klal, but kotchim mishari surin. Sesha chidish ri, shemispashit ma'at. What is mispashit ma'at? It's a pilpul in the sugya, or yamacha to be the marika shtiva bakula. Rabbo said we went a little bit quickly. We have to review the gra, and review the Mordechai, and everything we said that will be reviewed, Mr. Shem, as soon as we start shir on Sunday. Sunday shir is regular time, Mr. Shem, 11:30. We'll review everything we did today. We'll try to make slower progress and get to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Beis, Hey Rav Zion, which is all about this particular subject. Okay. A good job. I'm sorry.